Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast, a place where your dreams can find a voice. You may have heard of the metaphysical principle called the law of attraction, especially after the release of the wildly popular bestseller, The Secret. The law simply states that like attracts like. And if we imagine and focus on a certain outcome, the universe will eventually deliver. But is it really that simple? My guest today, Yoichi Utebi, will be answering that question for us. Yoichi is the producer of a supernatural film called The Real Exorcist from Japan, which follows Sayuri, a young coffee shop waitress, as she uses her spiritual powers to help customers troubled by supernatural phenomena. In our conversation, Yoichi joins us all the way from Japan to talk about the major themes which center on the law of attraction and the power of positive thinking, faith, and gratitude, and how we can apply those principles in manifesting the life that we desire. Join me for this uplifting conversation. And if you enjoyed it, please do give it a big thumbs up and subscribe for future episodes. Hi, Yoichi. How are you doing today?
Hello. Thank you for your time today. And I'm excited to have a conversation with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I should say konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
I know that. Yes. I know that right now you're in Japan and it's pretty early in the morning out there, right?
Yeah.
Now.
It's only 7 a.m., so it's not bad. Yeah.
It's only 7 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
That's relative, right? For some people, that's like early. But in any case, I'm just so happy to have you on the show. And I'm excited to be talking about your movie, The Real Exorcist.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And it's a real spiritual movie with so many rich layers to it. And I'm just really looking forward to unpacking all those layers with you during our conversation today. So it's going to be great.
Okay, thank you so much.
First of all, before we get into that, could you give everyone a brief synopsis of the movie?
Okay.
And how your personal journey inspired the story?
Okay, so this movie is called The Real Exorcist, and it's actually rated PG-13 in the United States. So it's not a horror movie, even though the title has Exorcist, but it's Real Exorcist. So the story is it's supernatural fantasy, a little bit of scariness touched. It's a Japanese film. We have voiceover as well as a subtitle version. And the story is there's a girl. Her name is Sayuri. She's a young girl. She's just regular a waitress working at the cafe, but she has a little secret. And what she can do is she has a power of supernatural power, a clairvoyant power. So she can see the past of the people. She can read people's mind, and she can do a lot of different things to help. You know, she can expel, you know, she has the power to expel evil spirits. So she has this supernatural power, and she uses this power to help people. So what she does is she has a little sign up says consultation here. So when the people walks into a cafe, you know, they have different problems. So they have issues in their life. Mm-hmm. So they see the little sign and they start talking to her. And that's how the stories, you know, start to evolve. So there's about maybe 4 or 5 short stories within in this one movie. So it's easy and fun to watch. we talk about suicide. It's a big topic nowadays, right? Suicide. We also talk about miscarriage. Women tend not to be able to speak about the miscarriage topic because it's really sensitive, right? But at the same time, a lot of people are hurt deep inside, which they cannot really share with others. So we touch base on miscarriage and also for the guys and wandering spirits, all the spiritual phenomenon that goes on around us every day. So that's how the story starts to evolve. And it's not just a fantasy movie, but it's more like educational in a way. So there's a lot of things that you can take away and learn from this movie. So that's a short synopsis.
Were you concerned that people might confuse the movie with the horror movie, The Exorcist,
which was released
in the 1970s? Because when I first read about it, I said, oh, does it have something to do with that? So I just want to know, what made you choose the title?
Actually, the title in Japan is called the Shindeki Sesso, Spiritual Cafe Extra. That's the title of Japanese. So it's more nice and easy. Spiritual Cafe Extra with a subtitle, The Real Exorcist. That's the original title. But we decided to choose The Real Exorcist because it's kind of catchy. And since we are still very small and we're trying to, you know, bring ourselves into the United States and the world, we decided to choose a little more catchier title intentionally. So people start to think, wow, what this movie is about? At least we get the buzz and start, you know, people talking about it. So we kind of intentionally did that.
Okay. That's interesting. And how has your, I know you produced this movie, how has your background informed the story?
Sure. So maybe I just talk quickly about, you know, my background. I was born in Japan. I lived in Lebanon, Beirut. Recently, there was a big bomb there. Lebanon, Beirut, and I lived in U.S. for about 10, in New York about 10 years. So I have a very mixed culture in me, and I travel around maybe over 30 countries right now. So I've been traveling a lot due to my work, and also I was raised as a Christian, which is kind of rare in Japanese family. And I was touched by Muslim culture, you know, when I was in Lebanon. So I deeply respect Muslim, you know, culture, as well as Buddhism, because I studied Buddhism since maybe I was 20 or so. So I'm kind of mixed with culture as well as a religious background. So everything coming together, I always have this, I was a seeker, you know, my entire life. So I was always thinking, like, where did I come from? And, like, why am I here? And where am I going? So those are the fundamental questions that everybody thinks. And I used to think like that when I was little. And I still do. I just couldn't get away from thinking about these big things. Yeah. It doesn't really mean anything, you know, if it comes down to what you're doing every day, you know, pragmatic ways. But that was the kind of kid I used to be, and I still am, so... I think that's that kind of ideas and how the concept really, you know, helped produce this movie. I mean, the story is already written, you know, it's written by executive producer. His name is Riho Okawa. And he is the founder of the most inspirational and spiritual group, influential spiritual group for Happy Science in Japan today. It's been around for over 30 years. And I've been, you know, studying his teachings as well as Christian, you know, teachings. So I've been influenced by his teachings as well. And he's the one who wrote the story. So it was a great honor for me to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I did interview someone from Happy Science.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a lady. Mm. I don't remember her name.
At the top of the
head. But yeah, so we got a lot of insight into how Happy Science.
All right. Okay.
Thank you for that, Yoichi. Mm-hmm. So one of the central messages of the movie is about the power of our thoughts and how it shapes our reality. Can you tell us a little bit about how this works from an energetic perspective
Okay, energetic perspective. Okay. See, this world is created from our thoughts. This is it. That's like the answer. But so anything can be realized, what we can think in our head. If we can't think about it, our head, or this heart, the soul, it cannot be realized. I mean, it's so true. If you really think about it, everything is created from what we think. From the past, the light bulb, cars, trains, everything that you see, telephone, nowadays it's computer, internet, AI. Everything starts from what we think in our mind. And it starts from one person's idea. And after that, it can evolve, manifest into this three-dimensional world. I'm actually using the word called three-dimensional world because I want to talk a little bit spiritually.
That's reality for everyone who knows.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's happening in reality, in true reality, is that when we think about things and we try to build things, it's actually creating that thought in the spiritual world, right? So
that,
yeah, it kind of evolves down to this world. So what you need first, it might be vague what you think, but in order to make it realize, created here, you need to have a stronger imagination power. Okay? You need to keep imagining, and also you need this power of visualization, this energy, the force to visualize things and what you want to realize. So the longer you continue to think about this specific thing or the dream, it's better. And also the more detailed and the precise you think about it, is also better, because see, there's a big gap, is a time gap between what you think in your heart and what it can be realized. So in your mind, when you think about it and in detailed things, it can happen in like a second, right? It could happen. But in order for that to manifest, it takes a long time in this world. So you have to like hold on to it. You have to endeavor to the time that you know is happening in your head and it actually happens. So a lot of people, like I do a lot of, I do that too, sometimes give up in the middle way, but you shouldn't. If you really, really truly believe in what you think is right for you, you should continue on. And there's a metaphor says, about the gold digger. Now, when you go digging a gold, and one day you just said, I dig so deep, I think I'm just going to stop digging it now. I don't think there's any gold here. But gold was 1 feet away from you. Just keep digging a little more, then you were almost there, but you kind of dropped it. So this happens a lot in our lifetime. So that doesn't mean you should never give up what you're doing, but I would say never give up. That's the message I would give.
Thinking positive is part of that manifestation process of making things happen.
So in the movie, Sayuri, the girl Sayuri, he points out how to repel negative energy, and it's simple but it's difficult. One is to be honest.
I mean, especially if you're going through a really difficult time in your life, right now, a lot of people are in distress for so many reasons, health reasons, financial reasons.
Right.
The whole idea of thinking positive and, keeping negative thoughts away is especially hard during challenging times like the ones.
That's right. So, Sayuri talks about the importance of being honest. Okay? I mean, so many things happening in your life nowadays, but trying to be honest and trying to be pure-hearted is really, really difficult to do nowadays, I think. So it's easy, but it's difficult to be honest and make effort. Okay? Making effort every day is the most important thing, because without the effort, things will not go forward. So even how much positive thinking you are, and you're always trying to be, keep yourself up, but if you don't take action to move forward, nothing's going to happen in your life. So always making effort is very important. And also keep yourself positive. There's a lot of difficult times, but it's the mind that works. So staying positive is very, very important, I think.
Right. And what are some of the things that we can do to stay in that positive frame of mind? Like, what does the character do in the movie, for example? Like, mm-hmm. what advice is she giving everybody in the cafe?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she talks about important things. She talks about 2 points. One is to have faith. Okay, one is to have faith, and that's very important. And one is to have gratitude. Again, this entire movie has this energy of, you know, having faith and having gratitude and being humble and being appreciative. That's like the entire movie has this energy. And so even though it's a heroic movie, it's a little bit different than Avengers and other movies because there's a love that goes, you know, penetrate through this movie. So when we talk about faith, I personally think there's three faiths. Faith, that's important. One is to believe in yourself. Okay? Because if you don't believe in yourself, there's nobody else going to believe it for you. Even if people around you 100% said, you're great, and you know, people believe in you. But if you don't believe in yourself, then nothing's going to go forward. So, you know, I know.
I experienced that. So, yes, I agree.
Yeah. Even how difficult the situation is, you know, we might going to go have to go through a little bit more time with difficulties. You know, for the, it's a transition of humanity nowadays. But even while we're going through difficulties, important thing is, you know, please, you know, believe in yourself. If you don't, then you're going to have a very, very difficult time. So having faith in yourself. And also, I think it's important to have faith in people around you, like your family and your friends or people that you can really trust. Because when you are in a difficult situation and you're in despair and hardships, what you need is somebody you can really, really trust and able to talk to. Because you can't keep things in yourself. So sometimes you get to the point where you can't believe in yourself anymore. Then what you need to do next is to go out there and always have somebody you can talk to and share your pain and share your worries. And when you're in despair, you know, everything looks so gloomy, and sometimes, you know, like everybody looks so bad. Everybody looks like an evil. Yeah. He's bad, she's bad. But in reality, that's all the illusion. Okay, it's all illusion. There's so many people around you that wants to help you. There is. There's good people around us. So I think if you lose that faith that people around you are good and they're willing to help you, then you're going to get into trouble. So,
right. So not isolating yourself and making and really reaching out for help when you need it.
That's right. That's right. That's very important. You know, don't hesitate to reach out. Don't keep it in yourself. Go out there and talk to somebody. So I think it's very important. You always... Yeah, it's so important to always to keep in your mind who that is, okay, and just don't lose that the single, you know, thing they have. Yeah, the third faith, I think this is the most important, is to have faith in God. Okay, you can call God, Buddha, higher power, universal consciousness, whatever you want to call, but it's important that there's something out there that is bigger than you. Bigotedness. Because sometimes we humans can get so arrogant. Look what's happening now. I think there's a warning from God. Hey, humans, do you think you are better than me? You know? No, you're not. You know, I have a stronger power than you.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in the world today.
What would you say to someone who is an atheist or someone who just believes in science? Because there are quite a few of them out there now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's always the battle. So it's almost like a parallel battle. It is a movie, The God, I forgot the movie, The God.
The Godfather? No, what
no. God is Alive. Yeah, God is Alive. Yeah, yeah. It's about the movie between the person who has really deep faith in the teacher who is atheist. It's a battle that goes on forever and ever. So, I don't know what to say, but all we can do is to explain to them the another side of reality. Okay, then hopefully the people who doesn't believe in God and who doesn't believe in higher power, they will not understand until they face something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because until they face it, they'll never gonna understand it. So there has to be some kind of hardships or difficulties in their life where they have to say, oh my God, please, please help. Help us, God. At that moment, they're going to realize,
right,
oh my God, there's something bigger than me that I cannot do anything.
Right.
Until that point, it's kind of difficult, but yeah.
Right. Mm. Okay. So having faith in these three sources that you just
described, yeah,
is there anything
yeah
else that we can
yeah do? Because when you start thinking, having faith in those three aspects, what happens is like, then there comes gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And gratitude is the source of everything because it's energy of love. So, you need to have a true gratitude. You can say, oh yes, I thank God. I thank my mom every day. I'm talking about real gratitude of really being humble and being appreciative for all the things that you've been giving. And that energy has so much power that is unbelievable, because everything again is manifested from what you think. So if everybody thank each other, if you think about it, what kind of world are we going to be living in? It's a great world. And everything that happens today is happening because there's loss of gratitude and love. So this hatred and this anger, you know, this distrust and mistrust, all these negative things, negative energies that evolves comes from absence of gratitude. So the real positive power, positive energy, positive thinking has to come from the understanding of gratitude and love for others. So it's a golden rule of life. You know, golden rule means do the things for others which you want to be done for yourself. Not many people do that. It's the metaphor, fundamental teaching of all the religions in the base.
It's true.
Starting from Christianity, but not many of us can do that because we all want to do something for ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good that you do things for yourself, but at the same time, you have to think for others as well. So, you know, having those faith, belief, that would, you know, bring out the gratitude and love from within yourself for the care for other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense because those are high vibration emotions, right? Gratitude.
That's right. Keep yourself high.
And that's what would attract the positive energy.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, power of attraction is very dangerous because it can attract positive and also it can attract negative as well.
Yeah.
So it's a choice. What do you want to attract? What do you want to observe? Positive or negative? It's your choice, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And most people don't realize that they're doing it. Like when they have negative thoughts, because we have thought patterns from our past that we have not really become conscious of, you know, especially mm-hmm. the subconscious mind.
Yes. 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 So again, that's why, well, in Happy Science, we talk a lot about self-reflection as well. So it's important to take a time and to really look into yourself and think about what you are thinking, you know, this thinking patterns. Because if you don't think about it, you'll never be able to grasp it. Because the days can go and on without really thinking about inside yourself. Because everything seems like it's happening outside yourself. You can live like that for the rest of your life if you want to. But again, you have a choice. Do you want to look into yourself and study who you really are? What are the good points of yourself? What is the bad point in yourself? You know, from looking from God's perspective, if you think there's anything that is wrong or something that is negative in yourself, find those things and you have to flip it, change it step by step, one by one. And eventually the thought pattern will change. But you've been living here for a long, long time already on Earth. So more you lived without checking those thought patterns, there's more time you have to go back and reflect upon. But I think we all should do that because that would actually change your thought pattern subconsciously. And subconsciously, it will start to attract positive things without knowing. So
making time for self-reflection to really think about.
Yes, that's what Sayuri does in the movie. She self-reflects every day. She does a little prayer in the movie, and she does this little self-reflection. She does every day.
Right. So. And just people need to make the time for that, right?
That's right.
They need to
pray. All they need is 5-10 minutes.
Right, just 5 minutes. Yes, we can do it. 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. How many hours do we have in our days? 18 hours, 15 hours? I don't know.
When we're awake, yes.
Right? We're awake 15 hours. Can you spare 5 minutes out of it to think about yourself?
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be too hard. Yeah,
it shouldn't be too hard. And the payoff will be amazing, right?
Amazing, yes. Amazing.
So have you heard, of the book The Secret, right?
Of course, yeah.
So that really popularized the law of attraction.
And yes.
My issue with that, I mean, it's great that it brought more awareness to the law of attraction, but people misconstrued its message and saw it as, okay, if I think about stuff, I can get more stuff. Like if I visualize a nice Lamborghini, it's going to be in my garage.
Right.
I don't know, 2 weeks. So what do you have to say to people who want to attract abundance, but do it from a place of self-assurance and a good place, not from greed.
Yeah. Right. I understand because, again, the most important thing is making effort and taking steps every day, you know, making endeavor every day. Without doing that, even if you do receive something, it's not going to stay with you. You know, it's going to go away from you. Because it's not something you work for, right? So I used to do, before I'm right now, I used to work for IT company, you know, for a long time. I was a marketing guy and I loved cars. So what I used to do is I used to put the picture of BMW on my PC, you know, 5 series, and this is I'm going to be driving. And after a few years, I was driving actually, you know, BMW, and I really enjoyed it.
It works.
Yeah, it worked.
I've put pictures of things I wanted to manifest, and a lot of them have manifested over the years. So it does work. If you you also put in the work. And
that's right. That's the point. You got to put the work. You know, having a picture is great, but just don't look at it every day.
I know.
You
know?
I mean, it could happen. You know, you can win a lottery and win a car.
But the chances of that happening are...
Yeah, and that's going to go away just like a water. It's going to go away because you haven't... We haven't worked for it. So for the people who, you know, studied Secret and Power of Attraction, it's great because it's the truth. It works 100%. But you have to be really careful that don't be too greedy, egoistic, and don't try to achieve it without making any efforts. So this movie is totally opposite of what that aspect of the Secret, you know. Yeah, okay. So.
That's very good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. And my final question is, what are 3 key takeaways you want to gain by watching The Real Exorcist?
Okay. So one is the spiritual, I've been talking about a lot of spirituality, so spiritual viewpoint of life. People who have spiritual experiences might say, oh yeah, this movie is true. I understand. Some people, it's just probably fantasy for them. So it doesn't matter how you conceive it. It's all up to the individuals. But just to give a hint, what if these things does exist? You know, what is it? What kind of effect is it going to have in my everyday life? So just give a hint of importance of having a spiritual viewpoint of life, not just what you can see. There's a lot of things happening around you that affects you everyday life that you cannot see. So that's the one point. Okay. Next point is, again, we've been talking about this again a lot of times, but the things that we're missing in today's world, in the modern age, what is it we're missing? Maybe we're being too little arrogant. Are we being honest? Are we making effort every day? Are we being humble? Are we appreciating for all the things that we've been receiving, you know, having life on earth? So it's trying to give some hints. You know, what is it that we're missing? What is it that we need to take it back, you know, in our daily life? So that's the point two. And point three is the fight against evil. So to have a strong will and strong determination to fight evil and things that is injustice, but not to fight with the hatred or anger or the power, but to fight them with power of love. So that's what it does. This entire movie, Sayuri, so humble, but she defeats this biggest evil in the devil in the movie with the power of love and power of caring. So a power of love will always defeat evil at the end. That's what we believe. So.
Okay, so just to clarify, when you're talking about evil, we're not talking about the devil with horns and everything. Can you clarify what you mean by the context of the movie?
Yeah. So for the people who doesn't believe in spiritual, like ghosts and, you know, wandering spirits and evil spirits, maybe just put it away. You can put it as a negative energy. Okay. All the things that happens to you, things like that comes to you.
Yeah,
the toxics and all the negative things and energies that you consume, mm-hmm. you have to fight those negative energies with powerful love.
Right. So that really, evil is really just a metaphor for all those negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say. But for the people who understand the spiritual world, there is actually evil spirits existing, you know, so who are hunted or possessed by evil spirits, don't fight them with, you know, the hatred, but fight them with love. That's another message. It's the devil's message we have. So person, if the person is a medium or the healer, if they communicate with spirits every day, for them, you know, it's understandable. But mm-hmm. So it's a different way of thinking.
It is. But the basic message is, you know, be in this space of love, of positivity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people should really take away from it.
Yes. Definitely, yes.
So, Yoichi, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Everyone out there, make sure you check this movie out. Yoichi, when and where is it going to be released?
Okay, so it was already released in US because due to Corona, we were only able to do like 4 cities and the theaters were closed. But the VOD is out now. And VOD and DVD is out. So if you go to Amazon or iTunes and, you know, search for The Real Exorcist, you'll be able to download it, you know, and or to stream it and watch it today. If anybody wants to watch it, you can. There's a website, realexorcistmovie.com. So if you have more interested, you can watch the trailers and things like that on the website as well.
Nice. So. And where can people learn more about Happy Science?
Oh, there's a Happy Science website. You can just go happyscience.org and they can learn about Happy Science as well. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Yoichi.
All right.
Appreciate you making time.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much.
It's been such a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sayonara.
All right. Speak to you again. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.